allowed to entertain. You had to join the Minstrels Guild. And it ran through the Middle Ages and disappeared around the mid-1700s and gave way to the troubadours, which my actual title at the Renaissance festivals is the Irish Troubadour. And we do ballads usually of love. And I got my title because I did Renaissance festivals and Irish music there. So I'm the Irish Troubadour.
It'd be nice to bring back singing the news, news and public affairs. There's got to be some better way of presentation than a lot of what we hear. What would you like to play next?
I've been doing a lot of Scottish songs lately. This one is a song by my good friend Andy M. Stewart, who is in town occasionally from time to time. He was just here a couple of weeks ago, and it's not a surprise anymore to walk into a pub and see Andy sitting.
Yeah, he hangs out in Pittsburgh a lot.
Yes, he
does.
He likes Pittsburgh. He likes the people. We did a concert to support. And there's a lot of this that goes on in Pittsburgh. Not many people are aware of it. But a couple of years ago, we found out that he was in a bad way, had back surgery, and hadn't played in a year and a half. So many of us who do his music on a regular basis got together at the Harp and Fiddle in the Strip and did a tribute night and sold. We put together a CD of all of his songs that we did. There's about six or seven acts, and we each did three songs. And we had them ready to sell that night. And somebody in town who's a big Andy Stewart fan sent him a ticket, and he was here for that show. And we inspired him and sent him back home with a few bucks and a lot of inspiration. So that's one reason why he comes back. But this is called Golden Golden.
Slowly, slowly walk the path, and you might never stumble or fall. Slowly, slowly walk the path, and you might never fall in love at all. Golden, golden is her hair, like the morning sun over fields of corn. Golden, golden flows her love, so sweet and clear and warm. Lonely, lonely is the heart that can ne'er another call its own. Lonely, lonely lies the part born. Lonely, lonely is the heart that can ne'er another call its own. Lonely, lonely lies the part that has to live all alone. Golden, golden is her hair, like the morning sun over fields of corn. golden, golden flows her love, so sweet and clear.
And I'm so happy we could feature Terry Griffith this morning. And you'll be able to hear the complete segment of Terry Griffith much, much more at neighborhoodvoices.org. Happy St. Patrick's Day Parade weekend. We will meet you here next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I heard what he did, by the way. He played Tom Lehrer in the 11 o'clock hour, I guess at the end of the 10 o'clock hour, and said, oh, well, I guess Jay Thurber can't start his show with this now. You stick to the banjo music and the kids, Larry, and I'll do the jokes. You're tuned in. Will I? 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock. And this is Dennis Day.
Oh, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although a few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, oh, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals play and the horns they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the Alvasoon while I the pipes do play.
And Hennessy, Tennessee, toodles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to all Ireland is McNamara's band.
President Kennedy to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the likes of McNamara's band.
Well, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the Alvasoon while I the pipes do play.
And Hennessy, Tennessee, fiddles and flute and the music is something grand.
A credit to all Ireland is McNamara's band. Sweden, I have come to play with McNamara's band and beat a big bass drum. And when they march along the street, the ladies take them grand. They shout, there's Uncle Eulie's playing with an Irish band.
Oh, the drums go
bang
and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the Alvasoon while I the pipes do play.
And Hennessy, Tennessee, toodles the flute and the music is something grand.
A credit to all is McNamara's band.
Ah, Pathan Bagara. Dennis Day on Radio 9, 88.3 WIRCT, Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Papa Donna, da, 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 da. Well, good afternoon, parade fans. It is I, your deacon, to walk your song to swing, your cup loudly, graduate the chat against the group or call DJ Thurber. 12:03, much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open until 3 o'clock at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Cloudy skies, a little drizzly out there at times. Looking for a high of 39, 33 right now. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes.
More music. Wonderful weekend.
A song which has seven verses, and we don't even have to sing five of them. As I was home on a Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife, and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my owl horse should be? Get a young drunk, get drunk, get a young drunk.
see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've traveled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that coat behind the door where my old coat should be? Yelly, you drunk, you silly old coat, still you cannot see. That's a woolen blanket that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've traveled 100 miles or more, but buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw me pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be? Billy, you're drunk, you silly young fool, till you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've traveled 100 miles or more, but the tobacco in a tin whistle sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns them boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be? Billy, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. They're two lovely geranium pots me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but laces in geranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on a Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head inside the bed where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that head with you in the bed where my old head should be? Well, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a baby boy that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on sure I never saw before. La 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 la.
The Dubliners with Seven Drunken Nights here on Radio 9. A lot of people find that they get through this show better if they drink a couple. Dick-a-dum-dum, that's what they call me, Dick-a-dum-dum. They call him Des O'Connor on Radio 9.
I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. Get a moving on the Buckingham beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real sweet girl.
Dick-a-dum-dum, dick-a-dum-dum, dick-a-dum-dum. Dum-dum, dick-a-dum-dum, dick-a-dum-dum, dick-a-dum-dum.
I gotta go to Portobello, gotta sort of sell a little old antique or two. Blow it all on a Savarro suit. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real cute girl.
Dick-a-dum-dum, dick-a-dum-dum, dick-a-dum-dum.
Get a cute, get a pretty girl, get a pretty go-go girl and go boy. Saturday, that's a Saturday, gotta chat away to the girls who stuck to stare in shops and boutiques. Lend me a fiver, I'll pay you in a few weeks. I'll take you to there, even better get a bus or get a double decker to the town around. Stay aboard till the weather gets dry. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real shy girl.
Dick-a-dum-dum, dick-a-dum-dum, dick-a-dum-dum.
Get a car, get a mini car, get a mini go-go car and go. Time that the day is fine, you can find a line of the boys who start to seek that certain real one. Lend me your fiver, I'll bring you back a spare one. I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. I gotta move on to Buckingham Beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real sweet girl.
I dick a dum dum,
yeah, I dick a dum dum, I dick a dum dum.
Dick-a-dum-dum, 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 dick-a-dum-dum.
The late, great Desmond O'Connor, his father was Irish, but his mother was Jewish. He said he was the first guy named O'Connor ever to be bar mitzvahed.
WRCT.
Music Radio.
Bang a gong, get it on, Radio 9. 12:14, much more music time. Thanks for tuning in.
You got that kind of loving, make a man lose his mind. You got that little something, make me know that you're mine. You're looking good. You're looking good.
and Papa, get your gun. I'm gonna be your daughter, and I'm gonna be your son. She's looking good. You know she's looking so good. She's looking good. Just like they told me that she would. All right. Come on. Get it. Get it. Hey, now. She make me walk right. She make me talk right. She make me holler.
From the radio historian in the in our studio. You can get one of your own if you want. It's at theradiohistorian.org. And the March, obviously, calendar is up because it's March. And I was just looking, and there's writing on it. I mean, there's handwriting on it. I went over here to look. Judy's birthday is on Saturday, March 25th. So if you were looking to get something for Judy of Punk and Judy, helpfully written on the calendar that her birthday is March 25th, so we only have 14 more shopping days left.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor. Say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy.
Such a vibe.
But my love, my love of my lady.
when the bars close down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy,
that's Looking Glass here on Radio 9 at 12:22. Much more music time. New music coming your way in just a couple of moments or so from, let's look here, what haven't we played yet? Just looking here in our big list of new music. We have not played Sabrina Carpenter yet. So stay tuned for that right after we take care of your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Caution driving, especially on the south side and in Oakland, where there is a 100% chance of green barf in the different gutters later on today. The St. Patrick's Day parade today. Now, I believe, one of the the parade kicked off, let me see, about 2.5 hours ago now. So people ought to be well into their cups by now. I'm going to just take a look here. There's a live stream on the Channel 4 website. Yes, the parade right now, rounding the corner around a Vrbo commercial, and then Adobe Acrobat jumps in to let us know that that's available as well. So thank you so much for that live stream coverage of Vrbo commercials and pitches to sign up for updates from Channel 4 right into your mailbox. So it looks like the parade is rounding the corner near the convention center. Hello, people. There they go. They're waving. Live coverage of the parade right now. We should have sent our Roy Molehill down there. Yes, thank you very much. You're part of this celebration. So there's the old parade. So avoid the downtown area if you can, because, well, it's going to be kind of a mess. And the city of Pittsburgh Police Department would like, all right, shut up, would like you to know that they will have extra police on hand to those who may have imbibed a little bit too much on the green beer. The Pittsburgh Police and the Allegheny County Police will be out. Public Safety Director Lee Schmidt said Pittsburgh is the place to be on St. Patrick's Day, rivaling much larger cities in participation and crowd size for the parade. It's also the day when a city comes together to celebrate and patronize Pittsburgh's many bars and restaurants. The Pittsburgh Police have been preparing for months with the goal of making it a safe and fun day. Police will be watching for public intoxication and or public cannabis use. So not all that's green is welcome on St. Patrick's Day. Open containers of alcohol and drunken driving. Public safety wants everyone to get home safely. Please choose a designated driver. Hire a taxi or rideshare platform such as Uber or Lyft. And I'm sure a lot of Uber drivers out there right now putting plastic in the back seats of their cars even as we speak. Rideshare drivers will be directed to designated pickup and drop-off areas to reduce vehicle congestion on East Carson Street. The fire department also will be sending fire inspectors out on East Carson Street and in the surrounding area to conduct compliance checks. Pittsburgh EMS is covering the parade and multiple events in the city with extra personnel. The Allegheny County Sheriff's Department is sending deputies out to provide law enforcement assistance. For more information about the parade route, visit pittsburgh.com/bleh. Oh, no, blog. I'm sorry. I thought it was bleh. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Overcast skies today, looking for a high of 39 degrees. Overnight, well, more of the same. Cloudy skies with a low of 27. Chance of snow on Sunday, and then rain likely in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, 42. Rain likely Sunday night, possibly changing over to snow. Showers likely on Monday with a high of 42. And then on Tuesday, a chance of snow showers. Mostly cloudy with a high near 33. Little or no accumulation at this point, although they are saying We could get some later on in the week. 33 right now in Beaver County, also in Butler, 33 in Washington, and outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 32. With new music from Sabrina Carpenter. Sabrina Carpenter here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post news at Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And on Tube City Online Radio, it's 1230. Teeny Papa,
my teenage lover. Such a groove. Please don't move. Please stay in my love house by the river. Fast talking guys with strange red eyes. I put things in your mind that set your head a-wonder.
fresh band there called the Royal Blues on Radio 9. Happy St. Patrick's Day Parade Weekend. I'm already green here, around the gills mostly and on my teeth. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. 412-385-7450. You can also find me online at Jay Thurber Show. Here are the Stampeders on Radio 9.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train. I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line.
Macaroons. Hey, I should have mentioned, I should have, the passing, the sad passing of American actor, a career that spanned 60 years almost. And I'm speaking, of course, of Robert Blake, who died on Thursday. Let's play something in honor of Robert Blake. No, no, no.
Jay Thurber.
This boombox.
This boombox. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
the sound of the Crests on Radio 9. Pittsburgh's own Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners.
WRCT's Jay Thurber program, brought to you in part by Vitalis Drugstore in Carrick, Horn's Department Store downtown, and viewers like you.
On time, sitting down.
Family with a song that caused the FCC to send letters to radio stations warning them about promoting the use of marijuana. Playing some Irish bands because it's St. Patrick's Day Parade Day in Pittsburgh. Here's an Irish artist by the name of Brendan Boyer, covering Neil Diamond on Radio 9.
Just where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. It was in the spring, then spring became our summer. How could I know you'd come along? Hand, touching hand. Just we two.
In Ireland, later on, went on to become a very popular performer in Las Vegas, covering a little bit of Sweet Caroline. Dave Allen's going to tell us some Irish humor right after this.
I've done everything to stay healthy and protect my unborn child during COVID. The way I see it, getting vaccinated is one less risk to me and my baby's health for now and the future. Plus, free vaccines are available in my neighborhood. You don't even need an appointment. Just walk in. You have the power to finish this.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
You know, a lot of people write in and ask me, say, why do I drink during the show? And is it because I need the drink to get through the show? And I can tell you here and now, actually, the reason I drink is because it does, sitting here for 45 minutes, get very hot. There's a tremendous amount of light. And the only reason I have the drink is basically to keep cool. I want to make it quite clear that I am not reliant on alcohol in any way to get me right through this. Get away from that! How do you think I get through the show? Duck shooters. Drunks are great characters. Duck shooting. In the hide.
very early in the morning, very cold, no sign of the duck. I'll have a little drop of rum to keep warm, and still no sign of the duck. And I'll have another little drop, and still no sign of the duck. And to the duck. One big, fat, lonely, dirty duck goes across the sky all by himself. And the duck picks up his shotgun and goes, ba-doom, ba-doom, and the duck goes into the lake. And his friend's there and he said, that is what I call great shooting. He said, well, you're bound to hit one out of a whole flock. And he said, Doggy, go and get the ducky. And the dog, instead of jumping into the water and swimming to the duck, runs across the top of the water. Picks up the duck and comes back, and the fellow says, do you notice there's anything strange about that dog? He says, yeah, he doesn't swim. There are two drunks. One, very good fisherman, and the other has never fished in his life. And he says, what do I do, fish? He said, well, you get the hook and you put the bait on the hook. And he does. I said, well, what do I do now? He says, you cast it out into the river. And he said, what do I do? He said, just wait. And after about 20 minutes, he gets a bite. He said, well, what do I do now? He says, reel it in. And he reels in so far, the fish is rammed up to the top of the... And he said, what do I do now? He says, you climb to the top of the rod and stab it to death. He gave the other fellow walking down the road with a little penguin on a piece of string. The policeman said, hey, where did you get a penguin? She says, walking down the road, and it was there. Little penguin, and it's all on its own. He said, well, take him to the zoo. She said, off he goes. Next day, the policeman was there, coming around the corner. He's a drunk with a penguin. He said, I thought I told you to take that penguin to the zoo. She said, I did, and he liked it, and I'm taking him to the library now. I get one drunk, walks up to another fellow, and he says, what have you got in your sack? What is in that sack? One of those hedgehogs. I got hedgehogs in my sack. So how many hedgehogs have you got in there? Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. He said, if I can guess how many hedgehogs you got in your sack, will you give me one of them? He said, I'll give you them both.
You get a little fella at a party, cocktail party, goes up to the hostess and says, excuse me, madam, but do lemons... Lemons have feathers. I beg your pardon. Do lemons have feathers? She said, I don't think so. Why? She said, well, in that case, I've just squeezed your canary into my drink. You get a fella, got a bang on the nose, on the top of the nose, and he's in the pub, and everybody he talks to, they all come up to him and say, what happened to your nose? He said, I got banged on it. And somebody else comes up and he says, what happened to your nose? He said, I got banged on it. And after about 18 times, he's sick of it. Somebody else comes up and says, what happened to your nose? He said, I bit it.
The late, great Dave Allen.
Well, how the hell did you do that? He said, I climbed up on a chair.
with a few stories about some drunks he has known. 12:54, much more music time. Speaking of drunks, we'll have news for you at 1 o'clock.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
What do we have to tell you about? The BBC has been forced to pull its most popular soccer programming off the air this weekend amid a boycott over a move to suspend host Gary Lineker from his duties. The BBC announced that Lineker, a former soccer star and lead presenter of Match of the Day, will step back from presenting until both sides reach an agreement on his use of social media. The broadcaster earlier this week claims that Lineker broke its impartiality rules when he posted a tweet which he compared language used by a British official in detailing her plans to stop illegal immigrants from arriving in small boats to, quote, that used by Germany in the 1930s. Former NBA star Sean Kemp was arrested and remains in jail in Tacoma, Washington. He faces felony charges in connection with a drive-by shooting. Kemp, who's 53, was booked on Wednesday in Tacoma. Jim Boeheim's 47-year tenure as the men's basketball coach at Syracuse University is over, the school announced this week. Syracuse said that associate head coach Brian Autry will assume control of the program. The 78-year-old Boeheim posted a one. Well, how do you even want to say this? He's won more than 1,000 games to 400 losses during his tenure with Syracuse. He led the Orange to 35 NCAA tournament appearances, including a national title and 5 Final Fours. He ranks 6th all-time in wins in college basketball. But Wake Forest beat Syracuse 77-74 in the ACC tournament this week, and the Orange went 17-15 this season.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Cloudy skies today with a high of 39. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies with a low of 27. On Sunday, chance of snow in the morning, changing over to rain, mostly cloudy, high near 42. Sunday night, rain likely, low 34. And then on Monday, showers likely, cloudy, with a high near 42 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the J. Thurber Experience, 33 in Beaver County and in Butler. It's 34 right now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Light snow falling at WRCT in Oakland, 33 degrees. Swage is going to take us to news time. Piercing, it's too piercing. It's too piercing. I wanted something a little bit mellower. Into the news. It's a little bit softer, huh?
Aggressive.
It's new music from Beauty School Dropout. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. On social media at Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting live from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio McKeesport FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Story news in Washington. I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. This last week saw a Mexican cartel kidnap a group of four U.S. citizens, an attack that led to the death of two of the Americans. Their bodies were repatriated to the U.S. as the cartel handed over five people they said were responsible for the killings. The group of four friends had traveled from South Carolina to Matamoros in Mexico so one of them could undergo a medical procedure. FSN's Tony Waterman in Texas was following developments throughout the week.
The remains of Shaeed Woodard and Zendell Brown are expected to be transferred to a funeral home in Brownsville, Texas, right across the border from Matamoros, Mexico, where their bodies were found earlier this week. Autopsies were carried out in Mexico, but officials have not released a cause of death. The bodies will undergo a second autopsy in the U.S. Officials believe the group of friends was caught in the crossfire between rival drug gangs. The two other victims, Latavia Washington McGee and Eric Williams, survived the kidnapping and are back in the U.S. Tony Waterman, Texas.
At least seven people were killed this week in a shooting in the German city of Hamburg, where a gunman opened fire at a Jehovah's Witness meeting hall. Police said the gunman took his own life at the scene. FSN's Germany correspondent Trent Murray had this report.
There was clearly a large group in place here at this event, and if indeed that Der Spiegel news reporting about it being a former member of the church holds up, then it would indicate there was some intimate knowledge there by the shooter that there would be a lot of people at the church at the time. I should note as well the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who himself is the former mayor of Hamburg, he has issued a statement in the past hour decrying what he said is a brutal act of violence.
In China, President Xi Jinping officially clinched an unprecedented third term as president of the world's second largest economy. That following a vote at the National People's Congress in Beijing in a race where he was the only candidate. FSN's Patrick Fock reports.
All 2,952 members of China's rubber-stamp parliament voted unanimously for Xi to stay on as the country's president for another 5 years. It makes him the country's longest-serving leader since founding father Mao Zedong. He was also reappointed as head of China's military, keeping him in charge of the world's biggest armed forces in terms of active personnel. The vote was largely procedural. Xi secured his status previously at the once-every-5-years party congress, which took place in the fall. Separately, the NPC also approved a sweeping set of reforms, including setting up a new financial sector watchdog and national data agency, while a revamp of the Science and Technology Ministry is seen as being aimed at countering U.S. curbs on Chinese technology.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a $1 million weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKee.